Hi, this is Janaki Ram. I work as a technology evangelist with a JavaScript product group based out of IDC in Hyderabad. What exactly do we do here? We actually focus on delivering the best JavaScript engine that powers Internet Explorer and Silverlight. We also deliver on the rich tooling experience for JavaScript through Visual Studio and Internet Explorer. And finally, we collaborate and engage with the ECMA standards body to drive the standardization process of JavaScript. In today's show, I'm going to interview the program management team from the JavaScript product group. We'll specifically find out about what's new in JavaScript for IE8. We'll also focus on the performance optimization, and finally, we'll look at the debugger and the tooling support. Towards the end of the show, we have a surprising announcement, so stay tuned and enjoy the show. So to start with, let me introduce Gaurav Seth, the PM for the performance optimization of JavaScript. We'll ask him what's new with JavaScript for IE8. Hi, Gaurav.
Hey, Johnny, how are you doing?
So as a PM for JavaScript performance optimization, what are the key focus areas for you?
So there are four key focus areas that we are driving on for the IE8 release. One is the focus is on performance. What that means is both runtime as well as memory optimizations, the memory performance improvements. Two is about understanding the entire AJAX subsystems, what are the different pieces, how they gel well, and how the JavaScript piece contributes to the entire AJAX subsystem. Three, we're looking at different measurement techniques, you know, including things like micro benchmarks, ETWs, going to real world code scenarios, what can be used where. And fourth, but not the least, is trying to look about or, you know, find features that we could enable in the JavaScript engine which would help getting performance, speed, security to the end user of the, you know, AJAX applications, to the web developers. So that's been the four core focus areas that we've been working on.
So can you explain more about the key performance tuning and enhancements that you have done to the JavaScript engine?
Sure, let me take it one by one. So first, let's talk about memory. So memory is a key factor that is influencing the performance of web browsers. And unlike, you know, page navigation in IE7 or process termination in IE6, in IE8, the JavaScript garbage collector now tracks the lifetime of different DOM objects. With this, what happens is during the lifetime of a website, the JavaScript engine releases memory appropriately, and there are no more secular memory leaks that happen in the engine. Okay, let's come to the CPU performance now. You know, with the AJAX websites or the AJAX sites becoming much more dynamic, much more richer, the need of the hour is data. So there's a lot of data that is exchanged between the client server side and, you know, different mashups and things like that. So when we did some analysis, we found that the array and the string built-ins are the core operations within the JavaScript engines, which are called over a period of time. So what we have done is we've improved the performance of these built-in operations for arrays as well as strings by magnitudes. Apart from this, you know, there have been magnitudes of improvements like faster function calls, faster object creation, access of prototype lookups and things like that in the engine. So with all these enhancements, if, you know, the developers have been doing a lot of workarounds in their code for performance, they no longer need to do the same. So those are the kind of performance improvements that we have done in the engine.
So what I understand is the mundane routine stuff that the developers keep doing,
right, you
have optimized most of them.
Yes, a majority.
That's great. So what is the key thing that you have delivered for AJAX developers with so much of mashups and consumers turning into developers? What is the key thing for the AJAX developers?
Right. So the one feature that I would say that we've delivered, the key feature that we've delivered in IE8 timeframe is JSON, which is JavaScript Object Notation. So JSON over a period of time is becoming a de facto wire format. It's simple as well as productive. The JavaScript developers find themselves to be at home because of the kind of format it has. It is like unlike the XML, it's very much closer to the JavaScript language. So the main features that we add in the language with this is speed as well as security. We move away from eval-based parsers. It's much more performant. It helps IE complete security scenarios like XDR. So with this support enabled in the JavaScript engine for IE8, we are going to be the first browser, or IE8 is going to be the first browser that supports JSON in a native format.
That's fantastic. With this native implementation, what's the kind of performance gain that we see for JSON?
Oh, yes. So that's an interesting question. So, when we compare some of the micro benchmarks or some of the benchmarks, and when we compare the native implementation with non-native implementation, we are seeing around 10x performance gains in terms of serialization and around 3x performance gains while we are parsing or deserializing the object. So overall, it's, in an order of magnitudes in terms of the end gain that a user would see. And this we hope you know, as JSON becomes more and more as a de facto format, this would, you know, directly get converted into the end user perceived performance.
Fantastic. So that's the thing. That's great. So I have seen how the developers are going to be productive and how you're going to help them by optimizing the mundane operations.
Right.
So finally, what does it mean for the end users? What kind of gains do they see in terms of performance?
Right. So that's a great question. So what we've been doing is we've been working with a few real-world customers like Gmail and others. And what we have done is we've, with all these changes flowing into the JScript engine in IE8, we've been able to achieve more than 30% gain in key scenarios in Gmail. So that is what the end users are going to perceive, and that's the end user improvements that we have delivered in IE8.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from this, you know, when we talk about performance, when we talk about measurements, one thing that comes in is micro benchmarks. And some micro benchmarks have become like a de facto industry standard, one of which is like SunSpider. So with this release, we are delivering around 4x gains, 4x or more gains on the SunSpider benchmark when we compare ourselves to what we shipped in IE7. So those are the kind of gains that, you know, we are delivering within the JScript engine for IE8.
Excellent. So what I understand is the end users will see visible gains in the performance.
Yes, that's
developers
exactly right.
Would love this because there is native JSON, there is a
yes.
lot of performance optimization.
Yes.
That's great. We can't
right.
wait to work on this.
Yes.
And I hope this is delivered in IE8 beta 2.
Correct.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks so much, Gaurav.
Thanks, Ani.
Apart from the performance optimization done to the core JScript engine, we also ship developer tools as a part of IE8 beta 2. To find out more about the developer tools and specifically the script debugging capabilities, let's talk to Deepak Jain, the PM for this feature. Hi, Deepak.
Hi, Jani.
Visual Web Developer has been the debugger for script for a long time. What is the thinking behind shipping the developer tools and particularly script debugging with IE?
So VS is a very powerful debugging and authoring environment. But we have been listening to feedback from user community that they want a lightweight debugger, a lightweight tool which they can use to manipulate and view DOM and debug script. So we thought IE will be a good ship vehicle, an integrated tool in the IE will give the developers a lot of flexibility in debugging JavaScript as and when they want.
So does it ship out of the box or is it an add-on?
It ships as part of IE8. When you install IE8, it's already installed.
So it's just one click away. That's what you mean.
Yes.
Fantastic. So what are the key features of the script debugger?
So the script debugger has all the usual debugging features like execution control, step in, step out, watches, locals. It has support for conditional breakpoint. It also gives you a console where you can run your own script code and look at the execution. It also provides you ability to see all the sources, page sources, HTML and JavaScript sources. We give you the sources in syntax colored manner so it's easy to read.
So it makes me feel at home because as a Visual Studio developer and as a Microsoft developer, I get to see it in the same format as I see it in Visual Studio. That's what you mean?
Yeah. Our UI also is a lot like our Visual Studio UI. We
Great.
Want to give the at-home feel to developers.
Perfect. Traditionally, we have been hearing complaints from the IE developer community that the way IE reports error is not very elegant and efficient. So what do you do about the IE error reporting in the script debugger?
Till now, IE hasn't been doing any logging of errors. It used to give a dialog box for all the errors. Now, with developer toolbar, what we have done is, once you open developer toolbar, all the errors, script errors in that IE instance will be logged to the console in developer toolbar. So you don't need to enable error pop-up from the control panel. But it will still get logged into the developer toolbar. You won't get any dialog.
Mm-hmm.
And all the errors will be maintained, logged into the history of console.
So do I get to see all the errors at one place for that particular session?
Yeah. And you can click on them and go to the sources if they are available.
So when I double click on an error, it takes me to the exact line.
Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds really cool. The other very common thing for IE web developer community is every time they want to see an error, they typically put an alert in their code. And that has been the classic way of logging the errors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you think the script debugger would help them get out of this alert-based situation?
Yeah, this has been one of the another demands of the community. We have now implemented console.log into developer tools. So from now, when you open developer tool, from that point onwards, you can have console.log statements in your script code, and we will log it into our console.
Mm-hmm.
We have kept the API same as Firebug so that you can reuse your code across browsers. And console, you can extend it. You can add your own commands to the console APIs.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you an option to not use alert debugging. Instead of that, you can use console.log and log in into console.
And the best thing is it works across the browsers as long as I stick to the same API.
Yeah.
That sounds really elegant. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have been seeing a developer toolbar for IE7 as a mm-hmm. separate add-on. How is this different from it, or is it really backward compatible?
No, this developer tools are available only in IE8. The IE7 developer toolbar is available for IE7 and down level. This developer toolbar has a different feature set like debugger, which was not there in developer tools.
Thanks, Deepak. Script debugging seems to be a cool feature for the web developer community out there. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Now, saving the best for the last. Starting with IE8 Beta 2, we have an exclusive feature that's shipping as a part of developer tools, and that's the JavaScript profiler. Welcome to the world of profiler. Once you download IE8 Beta 2, you would see a new capability within that, which is called the JavaScript profiler. To find out more about this feature, we're going to talk to Samir, who will help us understand more features and the motivation behind coming out with a profiler. Hi, Samir.
Hello.
Let me get started. The very first question, why a JavaScript profiler?
Well, if you look at applications today, they are becoming larger and more complex than before. So the demand on performance from this web applications is becoming more relevant than before. So although the performance of web browsers and script engines are becoming faster, today, ultimately, the performance of a website depends on how developers are writing the script. So a profiler is a tool that will help developers find performance-related issues in the script and help them write better scripts.
Great. What are the key features of the profiler?
A profiler helps you find what areas of the script are performance critical.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, I like the call tree view. So unlike a flat listing of the functions, in a call tree view, the functions are listed in a hierarchical tree based on how they are being called in your application.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sort your functions based on how much time that they take. Then you can expand the function that takes the maximum time. And then based on the function that it calls, you can again expand it. And like this, you can find the functions which is most performance critical. So I like the call tree in that respect because it helps you spot the performance issue fast.
So basically what you mean is as a developer, I can actually turn around my execution process and figure out what is the blocking function or where is the bottleneck.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Call tree view will basically help me find out the bottleneck in my script.
Exactly.
That's really great. Now, coming on to the other features, what are the other features do we have in the profiler?
A profiler allows you to export the data to a file in a CSV format. So once you have the data in a CSV format, you can open it in any other application which understands CSV format, and then you can analyze it,
mm-hmm.
and you can make graphs out of it. You can do a lot of things, in fact. Apart from that, another good feature is about the JavaScript profiler is that it also tells you how much time the built-in function takes. It's not just your function, it's the built-in function takes. So not all the built-in functions take the same amount of time. So that is also one thing that you can see from this profiler.
Cool. This export functionality sounds really cool because I already see Excel as a front end for that. Once I export this data to Excel, I can slice and dice the data to really analyze it better. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So how is this different from other JavaScript profilers?
Yes, there are other JavaScript profilers for IE also. Most of this work by instrumenting the script source. In IE8 Beta 2, we are shipping a new JScript engine which supports profiling. So we have a new set of API through which we enable profiling. Now, using this API, the script engine will emit some profiling events which any interested profiler can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the difference. And in this way, it's more accurate and the overhead for profiling is low.
So what I understand is the other profilers would really introduce probes into your code, and that's how they basically profile the JavaScript source code. Now, instead of that, you're saying you're actually opening up an API that the profiler will hook onto. Now, I have a leading question there. So does it mean that third parties have an ability to build their own profilers?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the third party require is to use the new profiling API and build their own profilers on top of it. So they can have profilers that provide a lot more functionality than what the IEI developer tools profiler is providing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have call graphs, they can have a lot of the functionalities that they want.
Wow, that sounds really powerful. And I'm hoping that many third parties will plug in their own profilers in this. That sounds really cool. So thanks, Amir. Profiling seems to be very promising, and that's going to help a lot of web developers find the bottlenecks in their code and streamline and optimize their JavaScript source code. You heard us talk about the new and improved scripting engine and the new developer tools. Can't wait to play with it? Go ahead and grab your copy from Microsoft.com/IE/IE8. This is Janakiram signing off from IDC.